The latest NBC Marist poll shows that the Ricks, Santorum and Perry, are now duking it out for third place in the Iowa caucuses next Tuesday. Mitt Romney and Ron Paul battling for the top slot. Michelle Bachmann, at the very bottom, continues to struggle with a campaign implosion. Two of her aides have now left her campaign, and evangelical pastors are pleading with her to drop out and solidify the evangelical vote behind Rick Santorum. So here we are, just days away, or as Gail Collins of the New York Times writes, minutes away from the Iowa caucuses. I think we're at about 4,000. Let's check in with Scott Rasmussen, founder of the polling firm Rasmussen Reports. He with his finger on the pulse of likely Republican voters. Scott, tell us something, anything that will surprise us that we haven't heard before.
Well, we've been talking so much about this, it's hard to find something. But one of the themes has been that the Tea Party is demanding their way or the highway, that if it's not their kind of candidate, they're not going to support the Republican nominee. Actually, when we poll Tea Party voters, 90% plus of them say they're going to vote for whoever the Republicans nominate. It's the more establishment Republicans who are saying, if it's not our guy, we're not going to support the candidate.
Oh, so interesting. So you're saying the conventional wisdom is that it's the Tea Party that's saying we're not going to go along, but you're finding in your polling that it's the more, you know, as you say, mainstream Republicans who are saying they're not going to go along.
That's right. And again, it's a matter of degree. Still, 7 out of 10 of those mainstream voters say, yeah, they'll vote for any Republican over Barack Obama. But with the Tea Party, it is absolutely true. They may not be happy with D.C. Republicans, but they really dislike Barack Obama and want to see him out as the first order of business.
Well, what do you think this is really all about at heart? Is it about the candidates? Because we had heard, you know, early on that, you know, the mainstream Republicans still aren't happy with Newt Gingrich, who has been falling in the polls. So maybe, you know, that's what they meant, that they wouldn't go along if it was him. You know, what does the language mean to you, Scott Rasmussen? Which is the candidate that they're really talking about when they say they're not going to go along?
Well, the one Republican candidate that the establishment would be least likely to go along with is Ron Paul, but it also applied to Herman Cain, Newt Gingrich, and others. And there was just a sense that they weren't as electable. And you got to remember that the Tea Party does tend to say, we want to have a candidate who articulates our views. More mainstream Republicans say we need to win elections. I mean, how else are you going to get all those consulting jobs in D.C.?
Well, but you'd left out Mitt Romney. And wasn't there a time when Mitt Romney was not accepted by mainstream Republicans? Remember those stories when he ran 4 years ago about how all the Republican candidates were, you know, backslapping each other and he was off to the side. He was not embraced by Republican establishment. Is that over?
I think it's because he's the last person standing that they can accept. So, yes, it's over. 4 years ago, there was real support growing among the establishment for John McCain. And you got to remember, McCain didn't win the nomination 4 years ago. Everybody else lost. I mean, it was an unbelievable series of events. And that appears to be happening again this year. You mentioned Michelle Bachmann's campaign disintegrating right now. At least one other campaign, probably two others, will come to an end after Iowa. And then we'll be left with Mitt Romney, Ron Paul, John Huntsman, and one other player. And of that group, Mitt Romney and John Huntsman are the two the establishment could probably live with.
Interesting. Well, you find Romney leading among Republican voters in Iowa, Ron Paul leading among independents. What does that tell you?
The turnout is going to be key. Ron Paul's voters are going to show up almost no matter what, and they are not going to change their mind. Other Republicans, if the turnout is higher, they will overwhelm the Ron Paul numbers, and Mitt Romney would win. It's also important to remember that there is a growing belief among Iowa caucus goers that Mitt Romney is the most electable candidate. That wasn't true a few weeks ago.
It's amazing how fortunes can change over a couple of weeks. Rick Santorum has been surging. You know, it's almost like Republicans have been doing a version of the wave. You know, there's a candidate every month, and he has been surging. And your polling shows that he is the voter's choice for second over Romney and Paul. In other words, people backing Romney, if Romney doesn't win, they're not going to go to Paul. They're going to go to Santorum. Same with Paul. Am I interpreting that correctly?
Pretty much. Yeah, Rick Santorum has been growing because Michelle Bachmann's support has been fading. Evangelicals are beginning to coalesce around Santorum. I think you have to look at him a little bit as a generic I'm not Mitt Romney candidate who happens to have a good base in Iowa.
Do you think if Michelle Bachmann pulls out, I mean, she's, what, 6%, if she pulls out, would that pole vault Santorum, would that be enough to really boost him?
It would certainly boost him. We don't know if it would be enough to boost him to victory, but certainly if she were to drop out, he would be a good shot to come in third. It's the third, fourth, and fifth positions that are very muddy at this point in time.
You know, with your educated crystal ball there, you said one person beside the winner might go from Iowa on to New Hampshire?
Yes, I think you have to assume that, again, unless Mitt Romney just collapses, he's going to do very well. Ron Paul is going to go into New Hampshire regardless of what happens.
Okay, so who's the other one?
Well, and John Huntsman, by the way, will go into New Hampshire because he doesn't care about what happens in Iowa. So the question is, who will be the other? And it's a game of musical chairs. Santorum, Gingrich, and Perry all trying to get that seat. Right now, you'd have to give the edge to Santorum because his numbers are moving up. But truthfully, it's too close to call. And remember, this is not a primary. People are going to go to a meeting room, and they're going to hear speeches about the various candidates before they cast their ballot. And 43% of caucus goers tell us they could still change their minds. So they're going to be listening and making a final decision next Tuesday.
That's Scott Rasmussen, founder of the polling firm Rasmussen Reports. Scott, thanks as always.
Thank you.